Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health. This is your wellness radio for Imperial and Mexicali Valleys. I'm Maria Wyatt, your host, and my co-host is Mr. Scott Dudley.
And we are dead serious, so don't think for a minute we're laughing and smiling.
You know what? This is one of those fun shows and happy shows, and yes. And that song keeps playing in my head from REM, Shining Happy People.
Okay.
Right.
Alrighty.
That's Maria's head. I'm sure it was happening to all of us. Yes. We're just not going to admit it. Anyway, you're in the middle of a series. You know, we did a series. We did mind management. We did friends and family, and it's all pointed towards happiness. And we're here talking about pets, and now the happiness is actually getting out of control because we're surrounded by pet lovers, and first and foremost among them is Humane Society board member Dahlia Rodriguez, also the owner-operator of Fitness Oasis Health Thing. So
and
if you're
spa.
A woman and you want to get your health on.
Your health on, absolutely.
Roll on out there right by the X Drive-In Theater. That was a little sad, huh?
Yes, it was. I mean, that was, like, I think, the last one in the nation. Wow. One of the last ones.
It really was.
I remember. I used to watch it for free from my cousin's house.
Yeah, you just park on the other side and watch it for free.
Yeah, I did.
My dad,
didn't hear anything.
My parents were in college when I was born, and my dad managed a drive-in theater as part of his like college job and stuff. So actually, my seminal growing up moments as a baby and a toddler were in a drive-in theater.
That is cool.
Mom was making popcorn and dad was selling tickets.
Mm-hmm. That's too cool.
Americana.
It is.
Bruce Springsteen's going to make a song about me. So welcome back. Well, you know, the topic is pets and the list is long. Pets are really, really, really good for you.
Absolutely. Not only your mental well-being, and we've discussed this repeatedly, how they have that calming effect, how they lower your blood pressure, how they lower cholesterol levels. I mean, because of their calming presence, which is, again, part of a chemical response in your body. We are a series of chemical reactions, whether you when you eat, when you sleep, when you eat, and the way you feel mentally. Will that chemical response works in your body to give you wellness?
You mentioned oxytocin.
Oh yeah.
Earlier, if you're home right now and you want to do an oxytocin test and you want to generate some and see what it feels like, grab a sleeping or a happy baby and hold them in your arms close to you for about 10 minutes, especially with a lot of eye contact. And just notice what happens to your sense of well-being as you do this, because babies are the number one huge generators of oxytocin. As a matter of fact, new moms, you know, in particular if they're not depressed, have the highest levels of oxytocin of anybody. But just holding a baby can, you know, for anything longer than a couple minutes can generate this real flood. And you'll know what it feels like.
But it also is the same with animals, right? With pets, holding a pet.
Well, most of us don't have brand new babies in the house.
No, we don't anymore.
Not anymore.
But I mean, I think we can speak from experience, right? All of you are pet owners. How do you feel when you hold your pet, when that pet comes up to you and just gives you this affection and love, and you look in his eye and they're looking
hold
at
me,
you.
Hold me.
Well, and they're that warm because we're both mammals and they've got a heartbeat and they're breathing and they're
absolutely.
Sometimes they're purring if they're really clever dogs.
No,
they're clever dogs.
Or if they bark at you because they want you to look at them. Just pay attention to me.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to jump on you and kiss me.
All right, we're good.
I mean, how can you lose yourself in that moment because you can't worry about whatever else is going on. At that moment, it's a positive, positive response. And again, that wellness feeling.
Yeah,
you're happier home.
Go back a couple weeks in our show. We were talking about being in the moment. We're talking about not letting the past or the future kind of get into your head and start distracting you and driving you up one wall and down another. And pets do that. When you've got a pet in front of you and the pet's saying now and they're snuggling or they're getting attention or they're giving you attention, they tend to really put you in the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I know I'm in a real high stress situation many times because we've got so many things going on. You have to produce. So I know when I come home and I can sit on the couch and then all six jump on the couch with me. I can't explain the feeling, but I can relax for a little bit. And I can put everything else aside, because right now, it's our time. So again, I can't always articulate every thought or every feeling, but I know it exists, because I live it.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.